Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, June the 22nd, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour. 64 degrees and cloudy skies. First show we have done in the season of summer. As many of you know, summer came yesterday at 10:58 a.m., just about an hour after we left the air. So happy summer. And you have a cloudy morning here, 64 degrees in Marion. Now, I've got something I'm going to complain about here this morning. I've got a bone to pick here this morning, but I want to get through a couple things here, a little news tidbits before we get to this. Do want to let everybody know we're going to be at the Marion County Fair coming up here in just a couple weeks. It's coming right up upon us. Now, we are not going to be doing the morning show from the Marion County Fair. You're going to hear me say this 1,000 times, so we don't confuse this. Now, the main reason for that is that from 8 to 10 in the morning, there are not a whole lot of people at the fair. And it would be hard to do interviews and things of that nature. But, and also some buildings don't open until 9 o'clock, so we ran into some trouble with that before, not being able to do the first hour of the morning show at the fair. So what will happen is each day we will have special broadcasts, and we'll let you know the time of those broadcasts so you'll be able to listen to us from the fair. And as I've said all week, and I'm going to continue to say this, there's going to be trouble at the fair because there's always trouble and havoc at the Marion County Fair every year I've been there. And I think the main reason for this is that everybody goes to the fair at one time or another. So you're bound to run into just about everybody in the world at the fair. So, you know, there'll be havoc and there'll be just craziness. I remember the first year I did the fair for this station years ago, and there was a group, and I think since the man has went on to his reward, but they were dressed like Ben Franklin and it was another important historic figure, and they came over and they started talking about things that were in textbooks that I knew were not in textbooks from teaching, and it got a little, you know, on the side there. It got a little offsides, as they say. So, you know, I know there'll be havoc at the fair, so tune in for that. It should be something. Now, that'll be coming up in a couple weeks. And we're going to have people at the fair. Now, this is going to be really fun because we can't take phone calls at the fair. So you really have to rely on your guests that week. And we are going to have people from Station Past who we are going to be glad to welcome back into the fold that week. Looking forward to that. As well as people who are kind of off and on with the station who have experience at the fair, who will come in as an analyst of what's going on. Because, of course, we want to interview the kids who are showing animals and doing livestock and all that sort of thing, because I never really did much of that. Now, I've learned more in the past few years by doing the fair, but I certainly am by no means an expert. So we're going to have people there, and a whole lot more. The guest list will get bigger as soon as we figure out what times we're going to be there every day. Now, all that being said, that's one bit of news. Now, earlier in the week, somebody called in and was asking about the veterans event coming up here in Marion on July the 1st. Now, the idea behind the veterans event coming up here on July the 1st is that for an hour that day, and I believe it's 11:30 to 12:30, I hope I don't have that wrong. If I do, somebody let me know. But on Saturday, July the 1st, from 11:30 to 12:30, what you're supposed to do is find the banner of the soldier that you have in Marion. Now, some of these soldiers are still with us, and some of these have went on to their reward. But if you're a family member, you get your family together and your friends, and you go for that hour, and you stand under that banner. Now, I was being asked earlier in the week, what are you supposed to do while you're standing under the banner? Are you supposed to take a picture? What's supposed to happen? Well, I did get an answer on that yesterday. What you do, here's what the answer was. They just need to bring a lawn chair, table, have a picnic, and be there for 1 hour to honor the veterans. Bring the family, line the streets like they do for the popcorn parade. Now, there won't be a parade, but apparently you just show up and you have lunch, and you honor the veterans for an hour. So that's the event. No pictures necessary. If you want to take a picture, I'm sure you can. I hope it's a big success, because I certainly think that veterans need to be honored, but that's the news I got, and that's what you're supposed to do on July the 1st from 11:30 to 12:30. You know, I know a lot of these veterans, but I have not been invited to any of these little events. So we'll see what happens as time goes on. Maybe I'm not on the guest list of a lot of these events anymore. Okay, what do we want? Else we want to talk about here really quick before we get to my real complaint this morning. Oh, yesterday, if you tuned into the show yesterday, we had a lot of fun. And it was kind of historic, to be honest with you. Now, I don't want to go back into this whole thing because we're not going to do it again today. But what happened is, 2 days ago on this show, we were talking about plastic surgery. And I was mentioning that Michelle and Abby, who have been guests on this show, both went and got Botox. And they are in their 40s, and I thought that was kind of strange that they got Botox, being, you know, not in their 60s or 70s, when I think people normally get the Botox. In any event, I was talking to our friend Lee on the telephone about this, and I said, you know, Michelle and Abby are nice-looking girls. I don't know why they would need Botox. Well, immediately after I said this, I got a big message in capital letters from Abby, who listens to the show most mornings, and she said, you said that I was good-looking. And then later on, she elucidated that I said Michelle was good-looking as well. And I said, you know, I'm almost positive I did not say you were good-looking, because those are two different meanings. Nice-looking just means you're okay. Good-looking means, you know, hey, there you go. This is something very great. So, we had to wait a day, because we tape everything on this station, and we pulled the tape, and yesterday morning we played the tape, and we played it back in real time, and I did say nice. I did not say good looking. I said they're both nice looking girls. Why did they get Botox? Now, here's why this is important. First of all, it's a conspiracy theory. You know, it's like the Titanic and JFK and men walking on the moon and that whole thing. But number two is, for the first time, and I believe this was a first, Abby actually had to admit that I was right and she was wrong. And the tape does not lie. Now, let's say we've had little contretemps over the years about different things, this and that. But she actually had to admit yesterday that I was right on that one, and she was wrong. Now, she has not admitted that yet. I just want to say that. She's listening already this morning. Well, I'll tell you, she needs to stay tuned, because I got a rant here this morning I'm going to go off on. But, no, here's what I'm saying, and they don't have the same meaning, and I'm not trying to be mean, because Abby knows that I think she's great, and it has nothing to do with her, but I'm just saying, nice-looking and good-looking do not mean the same thing. All you have to do is put them in a sentence. If you say, hey, you know, that girl is really nice-looking, That means she's well put together. She's okay. That's what that means. Now, if you say, hey, that girl is good looking, that's like, hey, you know, wow. You know, I might take a run at her or something. That's what, there is a difference there. Nobody goes in, I'm going to say bar here, because I think that's where people still pick people up, outside of the internet. Nobody goes into a bar looking for a significant other and says, hey, that's a nice looking girl. No, they say good looking. And there is a difference, but the point of this is that Abby misheard, and she has to admit she's wrong. Now, she has not admitted she's wrong yet, but I think that's just her, and I don't fault her for that, but we did play the tape. We actually have systemic evidence that she was wrong, and she's going to have to admit that. And again this morning, already, she's saying same meaning, I disagree. And she also called me a name again that I cannot say on the radio. Same name she called me yesterday. I think that might be my new nickname with her. That you know, we have little nicknames now apparently for each other. And my nickname is a nickname you cannot say on the air. So there you go. Now, by the way, before I get into my rant this morning here, does anybody think, and this is just a matter of semantics. Now, Pastor Craig agreed with me yesterday, and I hope he's out there again this morning. And if he's out there, maybe he can comment on this as well. But does nice-looking and good-looking mean the same thing? Now, I am not trying to pick a fight here. All I'm saying is, do you believe that nice-looking and good-looking, when referring to a girl, I guess in this particular case, or two girls, do you believe that those two things mean the same thing? Now, come on, men, on this one. 740-751-4038. Or women. You know, I'm sure women have been called these things. You know, I would be interested to hear from a woman here this morning. Because if a man said you were nice-looking, or a woman said you were good, or a man said you were good looking, would that be the same thing? Like if I think they're different. I think they're very different things. So let me know here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Because I think words have meaning. And I think words carry things. So the question is, does nice-looking and good-looking mean the same thing? I don't think they do. But let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Think about it if you like. But the point being of this whole story is that yesterday we did play the tape. We got it all figured out. And she'll have to admit it at some point. That I was right. And I don't think, honestly, in the 4+ years that we have known each other, that she has ever admitted that I was right about anything. Now, that's not to say that I haven't been right about things. I certainly have. She just will never admit it. But this might be the first time, it's very historic, that I actually have proof that I was right in this particular matter. So, we'll see. Does nice-looking and good-looking mean the same thing when you're referring to a woman in this particular case? I think they don't, but we'll see. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you the difference in my mind here. Now, I'll tell you, like, nice-looking. Somebody I would say who's nice looking, I would say, let's see, who's nice looking? Well, like I said the other day, Abby and Michelle are nice looking. They're nice looking girls. But now, I would say Ashley Williams is good looking. Now, see, that's different. Different things. So there you go. 740-751-4038. Any difference between good and nice looking? And that was our big conspiracy theory yesterday that we had a lot of fun with here on the program. Now, another thing I want to mention here before I get to the rant this morning is that last night went to the studio and taped an interview with George Kasotis. And I've been taping interviews with George Kasotis for more than 20 years now. And I had so much fun last night. Now, George is going to be 91 in August, I believe he said. George is going to be 91 in August. And, gosh, it was just good to see him last night. He's getting around just fine. He'll be at the Marion County Fair, so I'm sure we'll interview him at some point while he's there. We do that every year. But we just had a great time with George last night at the studio, and he told a story last night about former Mayor Gail Ireland. Now, I'm not even going to give a hint on this story, because we're going to play this interview with George at some point, and I want you to hear this story firsthand. But you think we had drama or have drama in Marion now? Boy, you should go back to the days of Gail Ireland and George Kasotis. I'll tell you, everybody gets wrapped up in a little drama here and there, and this story of former Mayor Gail Ireland is just hilarious. And then George sang, you know, George likes to sing, and he sang, by the way, he did something else as well, but he sang a story about not Gail Ireland, no, that was a whole different thing. He sang a story about his school back in New York, PS 177, I think it was, and that's a great song. And it's just a fun interview. But I'll tell you somebody else we talked about in that interview, because he's one of the few people left who actually knew her very well, is we talked about Marilyn Meskey, Miss America, who we talked a lot about on this program last week about how she's been forgotten, and unfortunately, people don't remember that Marion had a Miss America or a two-time Miss Ohio. Well, George knew Marilyn Meskey because Martha Dowse and George Kasotis learned to dance or got their first dance lesson from Marilyn Meskey. And also, when Marilyn would come back to town to do, she was the Grand Marshal of the Popcorn Parade one year, and she also donated some items to the Historical Society, George would meet up with her while she was in town. So George actually knew Marilyn Meskey very well and had a lot to say about her. So when that interview with George plays, not only will you hear the interesting story about former Mayor Gail Ireland, and you'll hear George singing about PS 177, but you'll hear about Marilyn Meskey. First-hand perspective on the former Miss America from Marion, Ohio. So that will be coming up before too long. We don't have that interview scheduled yet, but it will be coming up very, very soon on this station. All right, it's time to give a rant. Okay. Now, I have not talked about this at all this week because I honestly thought it would be resolved, but here we are today, and it's still not resolved. And yesterday, this is becoming a topic now that is on everybody's mind. And there was actually, I was in a public place yesterday. People were almost getting into a fight talking about this particular situation. They have very strong feelings about it. Now, I know you know what I'm talking about because now it's becoming the lead story. It wasn't the lead story on all the news channels earlier in the week, but it certainly is now. And that's the Titanic sub. Now, if you don't know, maybe you don't know about this, but apparently a group of people, I think it's five or six people, went down in a submarine to see the Titanic. I think they paid over $200,000 a pop to do this. And somehow the submarine has gotten lost. And these people are in this submarine, and they have not found it yet, and they're running out of oxygen. Now, I'm looking here right now, 21 minutes ago, to get the latest update on this, and the headline is, search teams are racing to find the sub before oxygen runs out. Here's what you need to know. The search for the missing Titanic submarine is now at a critical stage, as rescue teams race to locate the vessel before oxygen supplies run out. The submarine begins each trip with 96 hours of life support and has been missing since Sunday, setting up Thursday morning as a key target for finding the vessel and those on board. Officials fear the craft's oxygen supply could run out this morning. Medical personnel and search vessels with extra capabilities are headed to the scene on Thursday with time running out. Okay, here's what I don't like. Okay, here's the thing. Well, let me just... Oh, geez. Where's the thing? And apparently they're doing sonar this week and they're hearing people banging. It's a mess. These people are going to run out of oxygen sometime today. And that's going to be the end of them. And that's not going to be very good. And we still have not found this submarine. Now, the new capabilities that they're using this morning, new high-tech vessels and medical personnel are moving into the search site as rescue efforts reach a pivotal moment, a Coast Guard official has said. That includes a Magellan ROV, a uniquely equipped vessel, who was used to push for by the Explorers group early in the search. Now, here's the thing I don't like. It's the last day. These people are running out of oxygen. I believe they're down to something like between 10 and 20 hours of oxygen, maybe not even that much. And now we're bringing in this special Magellan ROV medical submarine to help in this case. Why was this? They've been gone since Sunday. Why wasn't this used Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when the people still had oxygen? I'm telling you, this is awful. Now, here's what I'll say about this. I hope to goodness that they pull this thing out of there and these people are alive. But, God forbid, these people die. We're going to look back at this and say, why did they wait so long to get these special equipped submarines involved? You know, and listen, I understand, because the big argument yesterday was that this submarine was not well equipped. It shouldn't have been going down there. You know, they're using video game parts in the console and all this sort of thing. Okay, yes, I understand all of that. That's fine. But here's the point. There's people down there. Live people. They've got so many hours of oxygen left. It's already been done. The bell has been dung, or dinged, or however you want to say it. We can't unding the bell. So, it's about finding them now before the oxygen runs out. So we can talk about all the mistakes that were made after we find the people alive. And I'm not so sure we're going to do that. I hope we do. There's still a chance that we're going to find them alive. But I'm telling you, I just don't understand. I don't understand why everybody was not there on day one trying to find people when you know there's a limited oxygen supply. And today's it for the oxygen, as far as I understand it. And does anybody really even know what happened? I don't know. I don't want to think about it. When the oxygen runs out. I mean, it's got to be horrifying in the submarine right now, because they know how much oxygen they have, 96 hours, and they've been using that since Sunday. That's 4 days ago. They know down there that they're about to run out of oxygen, and they know there's nothing they can do, and they don't know, because they've lost all connectivity with the world up here. They don't know that we're looking for them or trying to bring in new things today to find them. This is a mess. And first of all, by the way, this was a bad idea anyway, because the Titanic, the unsinkable ship, sank in 1911, and that was a horrible disaster. Now, look, here we are, 112 years later, and we might have the same problem. And if you really think about it, it's the same idea. The Titanic had a lot of hubris back in 1911. Nobody's going to sink this ship. And yet it sank. And then they didn't fill the lifeboats properly, and the rich people got out, and the poor people didn't. Well, here we go. We've got rich and, well, I don't know if we have any poor people on this submarine, but we've got rich people, and here we are. It could be another disaster dealing with the Titanic. I just don't understand it. Does anybody have any opinions on this? It's becoming the front page news now. It wasn't like that all week. That's another thing. What in the world was going on this week that was so important that it would knock this off the front page of the paper? I don't understand it. Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That is my big rant this morning, because the more I heard about this yesterday, the more I got confused. And it's just, it's unbelievable to me that something like this can happen. Because we can put a man on the moon, but we cannot find this submarine. I understand that it's way down in the ocean. I get it. But what I don't understand is I keep hearing about this sonar equipment where people are banging, and we can hear that they're banging, which means they're still alive. Well, don't we have the technology to find out where that banging is coming from? We have pretty good sonar equipment, I guess. But apparently we don't have a good GPS system on this whole thing. I just don't know. And I don't know how much oxygen is left. What is it, 96 hours and 4 days later? So we're getting down to the nitty-gritty today. And they're bringing in this special boat. I don't know why they waited until the last 15 hours to do this. But they're eventually going to find this thing and pull it up. The question is, are they going to find it and pull it up before they've run out of oxygen? And if they don't find it before it runs out of oxygen, it's going to be a real, real disaster. Because then it's not going to be about how poorly this thing was made. It's going to be about dead people. And it's just horribly unfortunate. And boy, oh boy, let's pull them up. And I don't know, is the oxygen starting to fade down there? Does it just shut off all at once after 96 hours? I mean, what goes on? What is going on here? All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Is anybody else watching this? It's been going on all week. But now all of a sudden it's becoming major news because we're at the last day. 45 minutes past the hour here. 63 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Does anybody have any thoughts on this whole Titanic submarine disaster that's going on? And does anybody pay attention to I don't know. You know, I don't want to talk about the poorly made nature of the sub. And then they keep talking about this guy who apparently does inspections, who said that this thing was not inspected properly. Okay, fine. I get it. It's sank. We've lost it. I understand that. It probably was not made the best. But is that really the point right now? We lost connectivity, and the thing is probably on the bottom of the ocean. We understand that it is not functioning correctly. That right now is not the point. The point is, they're running out of oxygen, and we've got a certain amount of time to find this, and that needs to be done. Now, I do understand that the federal government has sent over the week a lot of people down there to try to help find this thing. But it's not been done yet. And it's a very, very, very scary situation. Does anybody have anything to add to this? Do you disagree with what I'm saying? Have you heard anything this week any different than I've heard? I don't know. 47 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it kind of reminds me of one of those baby down the well stories. You know, the baby falls down the well. Yes, we understand the baby should not be near the well, but it happens. And once it happens, it's not about the baby falling down the well. It's about getting the baby out of the well before trouble happens. Because I don't think anybody wants to see the end result of what could happen here. And I just hope at some point today we're going to have a happy ending here. Because it certainly is up in the air right now. And as near as I can tell, what they're saying, missing Titanic sub search continues as oxygen runs out. I don't even know if there's been any new updates as far as, are we hearing more things? Are we seeing more things? Do we know anything? How long is it going to take this new medical high-tech vessel to find this thing? Is there any way to get more oxygen to these people? Where are they? Are they sitting on the bottom of the ocean? I don't know. I really don't know. I just know it's become a major story. Well, here's the thing. What I'm looking at now is it says the Titanic submarine is designed to come back up after 24 hours. The Titanic submarine that has been missing en route to the Titanic wreck was designed to return to the surface after 24 hours, according to Aaron Newman, an investor in OceanGate, who visited the site on the vessel in 2021. So it was supposed to come back up in 24 hours, and clearly it didn't. And where it went, we don't know. All right. Well, any opinions on anything this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Kind of a gloomy, overcast morning here in Marion. But this Titanic thing, I had to rant on it this morning because I do not honestly understand it. I don't understand why. Well, I don't know. I think I've pretty well said it, but I don't understand why we're having such a hard time finding it, except for the fact, obviously, the ocean's big. But didn't we know where it was going down? Wasn't there anybody on shore who was tracking this thing? You know, I know that somebody was in contact with them because we lost contact. So what is going on here? And why at $200,000 a pop, I think is what they're charging people to go down on this thing, why is it so important to see the Titanic? And I learned last night that a lot of people who have done this, and these are not the first, this is not the first group, a lot of people who have done this never got to see any part of the Titanic anyway. They went down and couldn't see anything. I mean, the water is murky. And the Titanic is old and rusted. And it just, something isn't right about this. And water or oxygen continues to run out. And what are we going to do? At this point, I guess nothing. All we know, 36 minutes ago, the new medical submarine has gotten involved this morning with just hours of oxygen left. Can you imagine? And it's my understanding this thing is about the size of a minivan. Can you imagine being down there? I think it's five people down in this thing, and you know that the oxygen is eventually going to run out, and you're all squished in there, And here we are on the final day. And you have no way to contact anybody. You know, I wonder what they're doing down there. Do they have pen and paper? Do they have a computer? I don't even know. I can't imagine if you're in the last 24 hours of oxygen and you know that and you have not been rescued, are you writing notes? I mean, what are people going to find when they pull this thing out and pop it open? If, God forbid, the people do not live, it just could be horrific. What I hope to see today is this thing being pulled out and these people getting out. That's what you want to see. But it's got to be horrifying. Horrifying what they're going through right now. So, there you go. That's my morning rant. Does anybody have anything to add to this? Because I'll tell you, the people I was talking to yesterday, they were getting into this thing. They are just exercised. Some people are exercised because the submarine was made poorly. Some people are exercised because the people have not been found. Some people were exercised because they think they're not going to make it. I don't know. People were just had very strong opinions about this yesterday, the people I talked to. Does anybody have any opinions on this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, it's going to be a big story today because one way or another, we're going to know what's going to happen. And I don't know when that moment happens, when that oxygen runs out, then what do we do? What do we do up here on this end? And is it a precise moment? You know, what if one of the oxygen tanks was damaged? Do we know anything about this whole thing? Does anybody have any more information than I have on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That's the little soliloquy this morning on the whole Titanic thing. I can't believe nobody has an opinion on this. You think somebody'd have an opinion on this morning? And again, if your opinion is different than mine, that's perfectly fine. Because I can understand why people would feel differently about this. Most of the people I ran into yesterday had differing opinions on this whole thing. But, wow, what a mess we're into. You know, doesn't it make life seem a little trite? You know, we worry about stupid little things in life. And then you got a situation like this, where people went down Sunday thinking everything was going to be fine and they were going to see the Titanic. And now it could be curtains on this whole thing. Go ahead, caller.
Did I hear you say you were in need of an opinion?
I can't believe nobody's got an opinion after I've ranted on this thing for about 25 minutes.
I know. I thought maybe you would run out of oxygen.
It's coming close, you know, and nobody's here to save me.
We're doing the best we can. Hang in there.
I know. My search crews are about as good as their search crews, apparently.
Yeah, well, I agreed with you. I mean, this didn't just happen last night.
Well, does anybody understand that when I got up this morning and read this story that all this, okay, well, they've got about 10 hours of oxygen left, and now we're going to send in the special...
I don't know. Medical. You kept talking about exercise, and I almost had to tune out, but I was like, nah, stay with him, Sarah. No, but what in the world were they thinking going down there in the first place? Because can't you just look stuff up on the internet? This is why this could never happen to me, because I'm not much of a thrill seeker. If I wanted to look at the Titanic, I would Google stuff.
Well, see, I think that's exactly what it is. I think you use the exact word, thrill seeker. I think people bungee jump for this reason. I think people skydive for this reason. Because when you really...
They get tattoos for this reason,
and then they say they don't regret them, 92% of the public. I'll tell you what, I bet this group regrets this right now.
But, I wonder what, that would be quite the experiment in human psyche, knowing what's going on, if they're even alive right now.
Well, that's my thing about this. Can you imagine, because they know they've got 96 hours of oxygen, they know they're in the last 10 or so hours here, they don't know what's going on up here. I mean, what could be running through your mind? What are you doing down there? Are you writing goodbye notes? Are you, to know that you're about to go.
I would imagine there's probably a lot of praying going on, which is what we should all be doing as well.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because somebody said that there was a whole discussion on a talk show yesterday. I can't remember which one it was, but maybe The View or something like that. And they were all talking about how poorly it was made. And they were talking about how people thrill seek. And they were talking about how much oxygen was left. And then all of a sudden, I think it was Whoopi Goldberg who just said, listen, all I have to say is I'm praying for him, because there's nothing else to say right now until we find him.
Right. I haven't followed it that closely. How many people are down there?
I think it's five. It's either five or six.
Ugh, their poor family.
Well, yes, and they, I cannot understand why in 5 days we can't find them, and we're waiting till the last day to bring in the special equipment.
Yeah, that's the... what outfit is this tour through? Can they be sued? I mean, not that that's going to bring back your loved one, but this is ridiculous.
Well, you know, I heard a conversation about this yesterday, and apparently it's a Canadian group, but they made them sign such waivers that they had a legal expert looking at it, and apparently in the waivers it says three different times that you could die. So apparently these people all signed the waiver, and I
remember my boys wrestled and played football. I had to sign a waiver saying I knew they could potentially get their neck broke, but you never think it's going to happen.
No, you don't. And clearly these people knew that it was a possibility, and they've covered themselves. But I at this point, I don't care how poorly the thing was made. We can talk about that once it's brought back
up.
Right.
We can hash all that out later. Let's get him out of there.
Get him out of there. Now, quickly here, just on the more trite side, do you think Abby should have to admit to me now that she's wrong? Because I think I was right yesterday.
Hey, I got a passenger. I'll get back with you.
Dude, let me know. Bye-bye. I don't know. This whole Titanic thing is just driving me nuts. 740-751-4038. And hopefully we have more news on this tomorrow. Did you see Sarah skirt my question there? You know, it must be a woman thing that women all stick together. It's one of those things. But again, I think as Sarah said there, in this whole Titanic situation, this Titanic submarine situation, you just have to send your prayers and your thoughts to these people. They're running out of time, and we hope it ends well. Speaking of running out of time, this hour is up. We're coming back next hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what? What I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this?